Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bit My Tongue. This is your host, Nylea. The bit stays at that because I'm gonna get copyrighted if I do any more. Anyways, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bit My Tongue. Today's episode is kind of a throwback a little bit. Initially, what I had planned for this episode was I've been reading a lot this summer. I don't know what it is, but I've really been in like my literature arc. Like I've been in my, let me pick up a book and read it. I'm not even kidding. This is in the car right now. Sylvia Plath is in the car right now. Like I've been in my book phase and sorry, there's a siren. I'm just waiting for it. I don't know what it is. I've just randomly been into reading. I think it has to do with the fact that I stare at my phone for way too long because it is my job. But, and in general, I stare at my phone way too fucking much, even when I'm not doing my job. Like, I am just on my phone too much, so I was like, I need to not look at a LED screen. I need to not look at a screen. Like, I need a hobby that does not include looking at a screen. Because I was in a really, like, I had a really big movie kick this summer where I felt like I was watching every single movie. Like, anytime someone would, like, recommend me a movie, I would, like, write it down in my notes app. And I would watch it immediately. And so I was, like, watching all of these movies. And I had, like, a huge, like, film movie phase for like a good month or two. And then I was like, dude, like when I'm not working, I'm watching movies. And like, I think my vision is slowly like deteriorating. I think it's just getting fucking bad. Like my head would hurt. Like I would wake up, stare at my phone, and then have a raging headache for the rest of the day until I like literally popped like an Excedrin extreme strength. Like I've been on it too much lately. I've been on my computer too much lately. So I started reading and it honestly has been such a blast. You guys, I genuinely, it's just such a good hobby. Like I remember when someone would tell me they were reading, I was like, girl, what? Like you're reading? I was like, be fucking for real. That's what I used to think. Like I'm not even joking. And then in the back of my head, I was also kind of like, wait, so you just like read on your free time? Like you just like enjoy picking up a book and reading? Like that's so productive. It's like you're doing something that you enjoy, but it's also so productive. Like reading, what the fuck? And I didn't get it until I stumbled across a TikTok that was talking about the bell jar. But anyways, so I stumbled across a TikTok that was talking about the bell jar and I was like, dude, I gotta read this book. Like, this is crazy. I don't know. I was just kind of like, I'm in the mood to like read a good book. Like what? I feel like I have yet to find a good book. Like the girls love reading. There's obviously a hype. Like there's obviously a reason why they enjoy it. Let me find out, like, let me just find the book that gets me into it. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, obviously there has to be, like, a good book out there. I just haven't found, like, one that, like, makes me happy. Like, every book that I feel like I've read up until this point has been just, like, I think I started reading The Godfather. And instantly, I could not finish The Godfather. I was really trying to read it. I remember in a YouTube video, I was talking about the fact that I was reading it. I could not finish that fucking book. It was just, like, too much. And, like, I just was not... I don't know. It was just, like, I just couldn't get myself into it. So I didn't finish that book. And then the other book that I was reading was actually Twilight. And that shit, that fucking brick of a book, like, that is an enormous fucking book. I was like, bro, I'm not, first of all, this is hella discouraging, because I'm just like, bro, I will be reading for 3 hours, and it's like, I'm not even making a dent in that fucking, like, Bible thesaurus. So anyways, whatever, I was reading Twilight, and I was like, I couldn't get into it. I can't read Wattpad types of books. I don't enjoy them. I know, I'm really sorry. I know that that's an unpopular opinion because I know that the Wattpad girls are fans and they're diehard fans. I get it. Like, I get the appeal, but it just doesn't entertain me. Like, it doesn't hold my attention for very long. So I couldn't read Twilight. I couldn't read The Godfather. I got The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath. And I will be saying Sylvia Plath every time I mention the name of the book, because she deserves to be in the entire title of the name of the book, because she's that girl. Anyways, I'm really enjoying Sylvia Plath's writing. Oh girls, when they discover Sylvia Plath, what are you gonna do about it? You can't do it. Y'all, this is my discovering Sylvia Plath phase. I feel like the girls who read, I wouldn't consider myself a girl who reads just yet, like I just started reading, but I feel like the girls who read have had a Sylvia Plath phase, and let me tell you, I'm in that phase. So over the last, like, 2 weeks, I have read 3 books already, which is kind of crazy, honestly, because, like, the fact that I was, like, struggling to get through one book, and now I've, like, read 3 whole books, I'm kind of proud of myself, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like this is definitely my hyperfixation recently, just reading has been so fun. So I wanted to do an episode where I just talked about the books that I've been reading, and I wanted to make a whole episode talking about these books, and that was my plan. I was gonna do that. That was this episode. That was what this episode was supposed to be, but it's not. Like, last night, the craziest shit happened to me that I literally have to do a story time on my podcast and talk about the shit that happened to me last night, because I can't believe it. Like, I woke up and I was like, damn, that happened. And I was like, something this, like, crazy hasn't happened to me in so long. Like, something like this, just like, what the fuck, hasn't happened to me in so long. And last night happened and I was like, I need to tell the podcast this. Girls don't need therapy. Girls need a Sylvia Plath book and to have a podcast. That's what it is. Because who needs a therapist when I could literally just talk to the void? That's actually not the void, because they're my friends. Y'all, I think that I'm in a parasocial relationship with you guys. Like, I don't think that you guys are in a parasocial relationship with me. I think I'm in a parasocial relationship with y'all. Like, I'm like, they're my friends. And then everyone's like, you realize that, like, they don't, like, actually know you. And I'm like, but they're my friends. Okay. Oh my God, dude, how do I even start? Okay. First of all, everyone, lower your expectations a little bit, because although this is a little ridiculous, like, I didn't meet Michelle Obama last night. It's not that crazy, but it is kind of crazy. Okay, let me preface this, first of all, by saying that I am a 21-year-old girl. I live completely by myself. I do not have any roommates, and all of my family lives in Texas. All of my family. I live by myself, literally, in LA, in my apartment, no roommates, nada. So, that in general is just, like, that in general is scary. Being a young woman and living by yourself in a big city is frightening, as it is. But, more recently, I feel like I've been more on edge about the fact that I live by myself, which also, like, it's the way that, like, me saying I'm a 21-year-old girl and, like, living by myself is scary, like, it seems like, oh, she's a young woman, like, she could take care of herself. I still feel like I'm literally 15 years old, and I feel like I literally just left my childhood home, and now I'm living alone in a big-ass city across the country. Like, that in itself, just like, I feel the need to explain why I get so scared at night, because for the longest time, I feel like I've had a phobia. And I'm using the word phobia because fear does not do it justice. I am genuinely so afraid of living by myself and of, like, something happening, of someone breaking into my house, of, like, someone robbing me, of someone, like, coming in and trying to hurt me. I am so terribly, like, afraid of that happening that it's, like, one of my biggest fears. Like, it got to the point that, like, I would call my mom every single night and have her sleep on the phone with me just in case if someone were to break in and I were to, like, start freaking out and screaming, my mom could hear me and call the cops or, like, do something. Like, she could, like, be able to, like, hear me. I don't know, account for my, if I were to die. Like, I don't know. My mom, which is, like, I remember for the longest time just being like, dude, that's so ridiculous that I go to sleep with my mommy on the phone, because it's like, she lives in Texas. What is she gonna do if someone comes in to kill me? Like, what is she gonna do in Texas? But it's not about what is she gonna do. It's about, hey, mom, if someone kills me in my sleep or breaks in and I start screaming, you can hear me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like she's gonna run over and save me, but at least she'll know and be able to alert someone and try to help me. Whatever. This was before I got an alarm system, right? So I was sleeping on the phone with my mom every single night. It was just, like, a regular thing. For the longest time, like, I had contemplated getting an alarm system. But I just thought, like, off the bat, I just was like, maybe that's just extra. Like, I don't know if I should get a whole alarm system. I live in, like, a building where, like, my neighbors are right next to me. So, like, having an alarm system, like, I don't want to, like, I was embarrassed because I didn't want my neighbors to be like, oh my God, this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, maybe I shouldn't do that. And also, like, they're so expensive. And, like, maybe I just, like, this is, like, a phobia and a fear that I just got to deal with. And, like, just obviously take precautions. But, like, to the point where I'm, like, getting cameras installed in my apartment, maybe that's, like, taking it a little too far. Whatever. Anyways, I wasn't gonna do it for the longest time, but I think that, like, my fear kind of just kept growing, and, like, I was genuinely, like, restless at night. And I remember one time my mom, like, coming in to visit me and being like being alone in the house and her just being like, yeah, like it kind of is just, like, a little scary at night, like, just, like, sleeping here, like, at night. Like, I understand your headspace. I understand why you feel the way that you feel. And so my mom and I talked about it, and she was like, fuck it, let's just get an alarm system. Like, we can get the alarm system. You'll be able to, like, sleep comfortably. Like, you'll be safe. At least we'll know what's going on. Like, if you go out of town, there'll be cameras. You can keep track of, like, if anyone goes into the house, out of the house, if, like, packages arrive. Like, it's just been overall, getting an alarm system would just convenience me so much more. And also the fact that, like, I'm on the internet. Hold on. There's a fucking bug in my car. Get out. Get out. Get out of my fucking car, bitch. First, I think, like, my biggest thing was that I just didn't want my neighbors to, like, see that I had, like, a whole, like, alarm system in our, like, old-ass apartment complex. Like, this new, like, alarm system. I don't know. I was just shy. And I knew, like, I have, one of my neighbors is, like, this really, she's, like, an older lady. And she is, like, an LA, like, native, like, grew up here, born and raised. Like, she has seen some shit. And I was embarrassed to get an alarm system because I was, like, my neighbor is going to clown me. Like, this woman is going to literally clown me, you guys. Like, that's so embarrassing. Like, oh, my God. The little fucking baby and her fucking cameras. I'm scared. That's not my fucking fault. Like, Jesus Christ. Anyways, so yeah, so whatever. I ended up caving and I got the fucking alarm system. No fucks. I don't care. Y'all can giggle, but at the end of the day, I'm gonna be safe. So I got the alarm system. Everything's been chill. Everything's been vibes. I got it a couple months ago, and since I got it, I've just been so at peace. Like, my brain feels good. I can sleep at night. Like, I've just been, like, I've had peace of mind. Like, I've been chill, and I've been, like, happy, and I've felt safe, and everything was good until my neighbor recently starts telling me, yeah, this side of town, like, is shit now. Like, this street is no longer safe. Like, I remember this place, like, you know, our side of town used to be safe, but definitely not anymore. And, yeah, like, the other night I slept with, like, a knife next to me because I just was, like, my gut was telling me to sleep with a knife next to me because, like, it's just getting real sketchy nowadays. Like, it's getting really bad over here. And, yeah, the other day someone broke into someone's house. And, like, if you look down at the bus stop that's right next to our apartment, like, someone smashed the glass in the bus stop, like... Yeah, like, I really just don't feel safe. Like, her, every time I would see her, she would mention the fact that, like, our area now is no longer safe and how it's really going to shit. And I remember literally, like, a couple days ago, she was like, yeah, I slept with my baseball bat next to me. And I was like, why? And she was like, I don't know, like, it's just been, like, it's, my gut's just been telling me to sleep with, like, a baseball bat next to me because, like, it's just, like, I don't know, I feel like something's gonna happen. And I was like, god damn, like... That's so fucking scary. And also, why would you tell me that? But also, I mean, it's better to know than to, like, not know. I don't know if she's exaggerating. I don't know if she, like, genuinely means that. I don't know if she's, like, a little delulu. But I feel like as much as I've felt better about, you know, my living situation and my safety at home, I have felt recently, I feel like recently I've been a little more on edge than I have been in recent months, because I've been pretty good. Like, I haven't been super paranoid. In general, I feel like I do just have, like, a fear, and, like, I'm just, like, I'm always, like, on edge. But I think more recently, obviously, with, like, my security system and just being able to, like, see, like, the cameras and, like, having everything set up, like, I've felt so much more safe. My mom has the security system, like, linked onto her phone, so she can also see, like, the cameras and, like, who goes in and out of the house, whatever. I feel like I've been good, but recently, in the last, like, 2 weeks, my neighbor has been scaring the fuck out of me because she keeps making unnecessary comments about the fact that she just is, like, fearful and, like, she thinks something bad's gonna happen. And sometimes I feel like my neighbor is kind of hit or miss. Like, she'll have, like, some of the things she says I'm like, I agree with, and there's other things that I'm like, is she being a little delulu, a little bit, just a little bit? Like, let me take that with a grain of salt. With, like, stuff about our apartment complex, like, she has lived there for 15 years plus now. So I feel like when she talks about, like, you know, when I ask her, like, oh, like the other day there was a fucking termite in my living room, and I freaked the fuck out. I was freaking the fuck out because I was like, oh my god, I have termites. Y'all, I have fucking termites. Like, someone call fucking Bob Duncan. Someone call Bob Duncan because my house is literally, I'm gonna come back and my apartment is gonna be gone. It's gonna be sky is what it's gonna be. It's gonna be sky and dust because the termites are eating my wood up. And I remember literally, like, as soon as I saw the fucking hole in the wall, I ran over to her apartment and I was like, girl, the termite, we have termites. We have termites. What the fuck am I gonna do? I just called Kevin, which is my landlord. I just fucking called Kevin. And she was like, dude, relax. She's also, like, super hippie, so that's literally how she talked. She was like, relax, like, the termites come every spring. They're here for, like, a week and then they leave. Like, you're fine. Just literally put, like, a little piece of paper in the hole and trust they'll go away. And I was like, what? And she's like, I've been living here for 15 years. The termites have been here longer than you have. And I was like, what? And so I tried it. I was like, I mean, like, I'm going to be out of town anyways. And I feel like she, like, knows what she's talking about. Like, an exterminator, like, checked it out. And he's like, yeah, we could, like, exterminate the place. You're just probably not going to be able to sleep in your room. You're just probably not going to be able to sleep in, like, the space. And I was like, that kind of sounds like a hassle. so let me try what my neighbor said. And I put a little fucking piece of paper in the hole, and sure enough, they were gone. This was like a couple months ago, and they, like, I have not had a problem since with the termites, which is such a crazy statement. I haven't had a problem with the termites since then is a crazy statement, but I haven't. Like, they've just been chill. And, like, honestly, I gotta give credit where it's due. Like, those hoes were there before me. Like, I can't, you know? Like, they've been there. Yeah, she was like, yeah, like, every spring, like, I get, like, a little hole. And, yeah, they've been working on my back porch for the last 20 years. I mean, they haven't really made that much of a dent, but they're getting there. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I feel like she knows what she's talking about. I mean, she's been living here. So, like, if there's nothing to work, like, if I don't have to freak out about this, like, it's, like, let me not sweat. Let me not sweat it. Let me just chill. So, yeah, whatever. So she was right about that. And I was like, okay, I feel like I can, like, I can trust what she has to say about, like, apartment stuff. I feel like she knows the land. She's been here for a while. So when she started to say that she felt very unsafe and that she was sleeping with a knife next to her, I was like, girl, don't even tell me that. Don't tell me. I'm so fucking scared right now. My couple months of healing and peace and relaxation were good until they weren't, because, like, now it's really gone down the drain a little bit, because I don't fuck with any of that stuff. I do not fuck with any of that stuff. And it's also the way that my neighbor told me that once, I don't know if it was this apartment that she's currently living in or if it was another one here in LA and in the area, but she was telling me that someone broke into her apartment while she was babysitting and, like, held her at gunpoint. And she just, like, dropped that story, like, that anecdote casually. She's like, oh yeah, I remember that. And I was like, girl, that's literally my biggest fear. Like, how did you recover? I would have never been able to recover. Ever. That's so fucking terrifying. Anyways, I kind of need a pee. Hey guys, it's that time of the podcast episode where I've drinking a lot of water, and my bladder is full and I got a tinkle. So I might take a break for today's sponsors. I don't even know if I have any sponsors. okay, let me go pee. Give my voice a little bit of a break. Been talking here for a little bit. I'm gonna go pee and I'll be right back and we'll continue. Okay, I'm back. Let's get back into the story. So basically, my neighbor, I feel like I for the most part trust what she says when it comes to, like, whether or not I should freak out in, like, certain situations when I'm at home. Like, yeah, so whatever. So she's recently been talking a lot about just how she's been feeling unsafe, and I've been like, okay, mental note taken, because she is not one to, like, over exaggerate or, like, be like, oh, I'm so scared. Like, she is, like, a tough cookie. So she's been saying that she's been, like, you know, a little uncomfortable at night because she's been feeling a little unsafe, and that's definitely sat with me. I've repeated that a bunch of times, but I feel like I just gotta, like, let you know that. I need to, like, preface last night with all of that information, because you have to get into my headspace. You have to, like, really try to understand how I felt in this moment. Okay. So last night, I'm going to sleep. I fucking have turned everything off. I didn't make myself dinner. I didn't do anything. I'm ready to go to sleep. I had a long day. I did a bunch of stuff. I'm comfortable and I'm exhausted, and I get into bed and I'm drifting off into sleep, and I'm literally at this point, like, REM sleeping. Like, I'm close to fucking REM sleeping. Like, I'm drifting off, but I'm not at REM sleep yet. I'm, like, in the beginning stages of REM sleep, where I'm, like, still very asleep. Like, I'm just, like, not, like, in a state of mind where I could, like, I was distraught. I was distraught. Okay, whatever. I'm asleep last night, and all of a sudden, the fucking alarm starts going off. Something triggered the fucking panic alarm in my house. And I am not talking about the fucking fire alarm. I'm not talking about, like, the smoke detector, because they sound very different and are very different. Like, sound very different from the fucking, like, if someone breaks into your house alarm. The smoke detector alarm usually is, like, slow, chill. It's like, whoop, whoop. It's fucking annoying as fuck, but it's not, like, panic mode. I'm fucking sleeping, and I wake up to the alarm going off, and it literally being, like, one of those alarms that you hear in the fucking Purge movies that are so fucking mortifying and scary. Mind you, this is the first time I ever fucking heard this alarm. Like, it was the first time that I, like, experienced the sound of, like, this alarm in my house. Like, I've never done, like, a little, like, oh, let me test what the alarm sounds like. Like, oh, I wonder what it sounds like. I've never done that. Like, this is the first time I'm hearing this type of alarm. And my smoke detector has gone off before in my house. It has gone off. It's been faulty. It's been, like, inaccurate, and it has gone off before. But it sounds very different than the panic alarm. It, like I said, slower. This one was literally, like, so fucking scary. I'll try to insert the noise. So I wake up, it's fucking 3 a.m, and I am half asleep. Like, I don't really know what's going on, but I wake up and I'm like, for a split second, I'm like, what is that? And then I was like, oh my fucking God, it's my alarm. Like, it's my alarm. Like, the house, like, has been triggered. And the way that my soul left my fucking body when I woke up at 2 a.m. to my, someone has broken into your house alarm going off, I literally was fucking like, oh my God, it's happening. I've always felt like I've had, like, an idea of, like, if someone were to break into my house, what will I do? Like, I've always, like, kind of, like, thought of those scenarios because I feel like I have to. Like, I'm like, if, like, I need to be prepared if someone breaks into my house. And I've always thought of these scenarios because I feel like I just do that. And I know that, like, a lot of people just do that. Like, I remember when I was little, every time I'd go into a building, I would always, like, find my exits just in case. So I, like, knew how to, like, escape if someone were to, like, come in and, like, bomb the school. Like, or, like, I live in America. Hey, y'all. Hey. So whatever. So I feel like I've always been, like, I've always kind of, like, thought, like, immediately, I feel like when I walk into a room, for the most part, I'll almost do this instantly. I'll kind of, like, figure out where my exits are. Like, I'm like, okay, I know how, like, I would, like, leave whatever the situation. So I've always kind of, like, been like that, and I've always thought of, like, what I would do if, you know, the extreme happened. And I had, like, an idea of what I would do if someone were to break into my house. Like, naturally, like, I knew what I would do if someone were to break into my house. But the way that when I woke up, I was like, it's fucking happening. My heart literally dropped, bro. Like, it wasn't an idea anymore. It was like, it's happening right now. Someone broke into your house. That escape plan that you had, like, thought of, or just in case, it's happening. You have to get out of the house now. I was so fucking scared because I literally, like, have never heard this alarm before. So instantly when I wake up, I wake up and I'm like, fuck, it's happening. I am half naked, mind you. I am half naked. I'm in underwear and literally a bra because I fucking go to sleep like that. I was asleep and I was in my bed and I was safe and I was safe. And so I wake up and I'm fucking, like, distraught. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And instantly I'm like, okay, I need to get out of here. Like, my plan, I have to do it. So I go out through, like, my, I'm not going to tell you my escape plan, actually, because I realize this is going on the internet and whatever. I get on the roof of my apartment. I literally get out of my room onto the roof of my apartment and I'm freaking the fuck out. The alarm is going off like crazy and I'm like, dude, what the fuck do I do? So I call my mom. Obviously, it's fucking 3 a.m. It's like 2:30, 3 a.m. in LA. So for my mom, that's like 4 a.m, like her time. Like, it's like 3:30, 4 a.m. And, like, the first thing I thought of doing, I was like, dude, someone's in my fucking house right now. I'm freaking the fuck out. I need to call my mom because I don't know what to do right now. Like, I don't know if, like, this isn't my smoke alarm. I know that for sure. I don't know if someone's in my house. I don't know if, like, something is going on. I'm just fucking scared, and I need guidance. Like, I can't think. The first thing I thought of was, like, let me call my mom. Which, by the way, I'm like, what is my mom gonna do? What's my mom gonna do? I should have just, like, dialed 911 immediately. But I was like, you know what? If I'm gonna die, let me at least talk to my mom. You know what I'm saying? If someone's in my house, like, let me just call my mom. And I call her. And I was like, mom, I think someone's in my house. Like, I'm literally scared shitless. My voice was, like, panic. My mom got so scared on the phone just hearing me. I was like, mom, like, I think someone's in my house. My mom could hear the alarm in the background. And so, instead of, like, hearing what I was saying, she just heard the alarm. And since she was literally half asleep, she was like, oh, the alarm's going off, like... And the first thing that she said, because she was half asleep, she was like, okay, let me call them. And I think she thought that I was asking her to, like, call the security company because the smoke detector went off again. It's gone off a couple of times. And I was like, no, mom, like this isn't the smoke detector. And she was like, hold on. And she puts me on hold. My mother literally, like, it's the way my mom literally put me on fucking hold. Like, I'm, like, dying, and I'm on, like, elevator music hold with my mom. She's like, 1 second. And it's like, I'm like, what is she doing? I was like, dude, like, it was all happening so fast. I was like, dude, if someone's in my house right now, like, they're gonna come up into my room, like, at any second. Like, I literally, this was the way that my brain was, like, thinking. I was like, oh, fuck, my mom's putting me on hold. So I'm literally freaking out. I'm like, mom, what? Like, I'm like, how dare she put me on hold? I'm literally about to fucking die. And so I hang up on her because she put me on hold. Call her again. And then she's like, she merges the call with the security company. And I was like, mom. And so literally we're on a merged call with, like, the security company, and I'm like, mom, like no, this isn't about the fire alarm. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I think someone's in the house. And she was like, call 911 now. I was like, oh fuck, bro, like, this is so bad. What do you mean call 911? Like, my mom saying call 911, I was like, it's that serious, bro? Like, I gotta call 911? Like, what do you mean? I genuinely am not the type to, like, make a commotion. I am not the type to, like, oh my god, I'm so scared. Like, I'm not the type to be like, oh my god, I'm so fucking scared right now. Like, I'm really not the type to make a commotion out of things. Like, I'm not, it's never that serious. But in this moment, I was like, bro, fuck. And I'm literally, like, it's the way that I started checking my cameras to see, like, what was going on, and my cameras are offline. Like, someone disconnected my cameras. And I was like, what do you mean my cameras are offline? And I'm like, mom, like, I'm on the phone with my mom. And I'm like, mom, like, the cameras are offline. Like, do you have, like, them pulled up on your phone? And she's like, it's asking me for, like a pin, like a birthday pin. And I was like, try this. And she's like, no, that's not the pin. I was like, I only have one pin. Like, I only know, like, one, like, I only have, like, one or two combination of, like, passcodes, and, like, that was the one for a fact. So the fact that my mom's like, I can't get in, my cameras are down, and the fucking, like, panic alarm is going off, I was like, oh, like, I'm literally so fucked. So at this point, like, my mom is really not helping me at all, and I was like, dude, like, I'm so frustrated right now, like, she's not doing anything, and she put me on hold! My mother put me on hold. So I hang up on her, and I call 911, and... this is, like, one of the first times that I've literally, like, spoken to 911. Like, this was just, like, it was so, like, scary for no fucking reason. Because I'm on 911. Like, I called 911. They answer, obviously. And they're like, what, like, hey, what's going on? Like, what's the situation? Whatever. I don't know. I don't even remember what he said. He said 911. That's what he said. He said 911. I was like, hey, I think someone's in my house. And you could hear the alarm in the background as I'm speaking. And the office, the fucking dispatch guy is like, okay, what's your name? And he starts asking me, like, all of these, like, basic ass questions. And I realize that, like, dispatch people have to find out this information, but it's the way that, like, when you're in a state of panic and you're like, dude, I'm about to die, you're gonna ask me, like, oh, what's your name and when were you born, bro? Like, what's your zodiac sign? I was like, what the fuck, bro? It was literally, like, I was, like, trying so hard to be patient and just, like, chill. And I was, for the most part, I wasn't, like, crying or screaming over the phone, which was good. But I was like, dude, like, what do I do? Like, I'm on the fucking roof right now, half naked. And also, it's the way that my neighbors are fake as fuck, because why was the alarm literally going off like crazy? and no one got out of their apartments. Like, I realize it's 3 in the morning. Like, are y'all really REM sleeping, or are y'all ignoring the crime scene? Are y'all ignoring me, like, seconds from death? Like, are y'all just, like... Anyways, whatever, so... I'm on the phone with 911. The guy's, like, asking me all these questions. And then he's literally, like... it's the way he was, like... Okay, what do you have on? Like, where are you? I was like, wait, are we doing some freaky phone call right now? Sir, what do you have on? I'm on the phone with the fucking dispatch guy. And I was already literally, like, scared shitless because, like, I think someone's in my house. But it's the way that when you're on the phone with 911 and they're asking you all the questions that, like, you see in the movies where they're like, what's your full name? And is what? Give me a phone number. What's your address? What? Give me a description. Are you hurt? Ma'am, are you hurt anywhere? Are you, like, that is so fucking frightening. But I'm on the phone with him, and as soon as he starts asking me all these questions, I was like, damn, like, this is real, bro. Like, they're, like, this is a whole thing right now. Like, and in my head, I was like, dude, like, I genuinely can't tell if the alarm just went off randomly or if, like, something is happening, because it's so fucking loud and so much was going on. There's, like, cars driving past. Like, I live in LA, so there's people out and about at all times. Okay, hold on. Let me stop chewing on the nerds. These are really fucking good, though. Okay, they're not that good. Whatever. So I was like, okay, either someone's in my house or that just like went off randomly. And I'm not gonna be the dumb bitch in the movies who, like, walks downstairs and, like, investigates the situation. Bitch, I'm not trying to die. I'm getting out of there and I'm literally evacuating. Y'all can take whatever you want. Actually, I'm not gonna say that. Please don't rob me, y'all. Like, that would really suck. But anyways, I was like, dude, like, if, like, y'all take whatever you want. Like, I don't even have anything that, like, valuable, but, like, take whatever you want. Just don't kill me. Like, I'm out of here. I got plans. Like, I can't go out this way. So I was chill. It's the way that I was literally chill with what, like, I wasn't chill, but I was chill. I was as chill as I could be in that situation. I was like, okay, there's only two things that could be happening right now. And I was like, okay, let me call the people who know what to do in these situations and figure out what my next step is. Cause right now I'm naked on the roof. So let me, my mom's like, I called my mom. She says, call 911. I call 911 and I'm on the phone with them and I'm like, hey girl, like, there is either someone in my house or the alarm is going off and I want to make sure that I'm as safe as I can be. What the fuck do I do? And this man literally took my state of panic to the next level, because there was nothing consoling or reassuring or like, I feel like these people are meant to, like, calm you down, right? Like, obviously try to help you, but also, like, calm you down in, like, these situations of panic. No, they just make the panic 10 times worse. I'm like, y'all need someone at BetterHelp on, like, at the dispatch or something. Like, y'all need, like, a therapy cat or something, because you guys are making these situations 10 times more stressful. It went from me being like, hey, I think there might be someone in my house, to him being like, you are priority call. There are 4 dispatch units on their way to you right now. I was sleeping. It is 3 in the morning. I am in a bra and underwear on the fucking roof right now, scared shitless, because you are making it fucking worse. Like, I feel like if I was a dispatch girl, I'd be like, okay, girl, breathe with me. Everything's gonna be okay. Tell me the situation. Calm, relax, chill, because I can't hear you. Breathe so I can help you. Okay, that's fine. Okay, that's good. Good to know. Are you okay? Okay, good. Is everyone else okay? Okay, cool. You hurt? No? That's good. All right, we're sending someone over right now. Just stay where you are. I'll stay on the phone. Like, that's what I would do personally. But this man, I mean, I know he was really trying his best, but, like, oh, I was like, dude, I gotta, like, call my mom right now and be like, love you. I'm out. That's so fucked up. Anyway, so, yeah, so, at like around 3:30 in the morning yesterday, like four cop cars pulled up in front of my place. An ambulance, a fire truck. All of the girls were at my house or at my apartment. Everyone pulled up. I was like, oh my God, y'all, this is so embarrassing. Y'all are being so extra right now. Like, you guys are being so extra right now. Because it was so quiet. Like, yeah, there was, like, a few cars. But, like, for the most part, it was quiet. It's quiet in the middle of the night. And you could literally, like, on the roof, you could literally just hear, like, the siren from, like, miles away. Like, it was just echoing, like, woo! Like, the police cars, like, driving over to me. And I'm just sitting there, like, that's hella embarrassing, y'all. Like, not me causing a scene, not me causing a commotion. I'm not gonna lie, the cops like pulled up pretty, like everyone pulled up pretty quickly, like honestly pretty instantly, which is great for me. I'm like, thanks. But also, is that the case for everyone? Because I'm like, could you imagine, like, it's the way that a fire truck, an ambulance, four, like, cop cars pull up in front of my house, and it's literally just me. Like, it's just me, a girl with a false alarm going off, and they were, like, tending to that situation. I just hope that that's the case for, like, all calls they get, because I know that there's, like, actual serious stuff happening in the world. More serious than my alarm going off. But anyways, yeah, so the... there was no one in my house. Spoiler alert. Still alive recording this podcast right now. Hey, spoiler alert. No one was in my house, but the alarm was triggered, and it's the way that when the cops showed up, it was a literal kickback. Like, it's the way that everyone was party at my house, BYOB, y'all. Everyone was at the crib, the firefighters, the fucking cops. It was like two different units of cop cars came. Like, I could tell because there was two different, like, commanders and, like, two different people in charge. And they were both talking to me about the same situation. They're like, here, so this is what I think. And the other guy was like, oh yeah, so everything's good. And I was like, I got two different units on this case right now. Which honestly, I'm very grateful, because I did feel so much safer once they got there. But they were like, yeah, so we checked the entire apartment, bro. Like, it's 4 a.m. and I'm like half naked, like literally like this. I have a blanket wrapped around me, and like the cops are literally like walking through my apartment with like their gun and their flashlight, and I'm like, y'all, if there's no one in this house right now, this is so extra. There better be someone in this house right now at this point, because, like, we are causing a commotion. But yeah, like, 10 police officers are walking through my apartment with their gun and their, like, light. 10 of them. I'm like, the apartment is not that big. Why are all of you in there? I was like, y'all, not all of you have to be there. It felt very much like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, so I'm going to just follow them. And so, like, everyone else was just following, like, the one guy that was checking out the situation. Because the apartment's not that big. Like, I feel like 15 people did not need to be in my apartment. But I was like, let me just let them do their thing. I'm not even going to say anything. Let me just chill. I'm a be over here. And y'all can do what you need to do. So, yeah, I think it was a false alarm. But what they were saying was that the main, like, the alarm for the back door, because I have a front door and a back door in my apartment. It's kind of like a townhouse, and the back door alarm was triggered, and it was like, he was like, does this happen often? And I'm like, no, these alarms are like, the alarms that are on the doors are only triggered when you open and close the door when the house is armed. Like, that's the only way that it could be triggered. Like, you can't touch it and it triggers it. You can't, like, oh, the battery went off and it triggers it. Like, those are meant for if you open and close the door, it goes off. Or, like, open and close a window. Like, it only, like, it has, like, it's two separate magnets. And the only way it can, like, be triggered is if the magnets are, like, pulled apart. So he was like, does this happen often? And I was like, no, this has never happened at all in the entire, like, couple of months that I've had this alarm system. I've, like, never heard, like, the panic alarm go off before. So I was like, okay, like, something was opened. And he was like, yeah, like, we checked out the alarm, and I think it was just, like, like, I don't know what triggered it, but it got triggered. The system I have in my house is connected to, like, 911 somehow. I don't know how, but when the alarm goes off for a certain amount of time, it automatically calls the police. So that's why so many cop cars showed up at my apartment, because not only was I on 911, like, I was on the phone with 911, but my alarm had also called 911 and, like, the fire department. And so, like, that's why literally everyone was outside of my apartment. And they were like, yeah, we don't know what triggered it, but they were like, we're gonna reach out to the security company because this can't be happening. They can't call up LAPD and fire department PD and, like, be doing this, you know? And I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry about that. Like, that's never happened before. And usually when it's, like, a false alarm, like, I always know right away and I turn off the system. But yeah, I was just, like, I was genuinely so afraid because this has never happened before. And I was also half asleep. And he's like, yeah, we can tell. And he was like, okay, well, we're going to get out of your hair. And I was like, okay, well, thanks so much, guys. Really. Sorry about all the commotion. And that was the story of how I thought my home got broken into. The time I, on Disney Channel, it felt very real. Thank God nothing bad happened. And, like, I'm very much okay. But it felt like straight up, I was like, with the way that, like, this panned out, like, there might as well fucking be a person in the house, because everything was, like, going on. The only thing missing from last night was the actual person in the house, because, like, that was so fucking terrifying. Everything that the leading up to it, just for there to be no one in my home, was mortifying and terrifying. I was thinking about it and I was like, dude, could you imagine? Like, the dispatch guy was like hearing an alarm in the background, and then I'm like, I think there's someone in my house, and he's like, where are you? And I'm like, on the roof in a bra and underwear. This man was like, oh my God, this is a serious situation. Like, this is like, we need all units on deck. So yeah, so anyways, that was my night last night. I went to sleep at like four. No, not four. I went to sleep at like 5 a.m. last night. So, dude, like, guys, the other day I was taking a fucking shower, y'all. I was taking a fucking shower and I got out of the shower and I went into like the little like closet room that I have because I'm a girl. And I go into the closet room to change and my windows are open because the sun had just set, so I hadn't like closed my blinds, and I just got out of the shower, and it's the way that there was a man, like, I'm in the second story of my apartment and there's a man on the street on the floor looking up, staring at me fucking naked. Like, he could see me naked because it was like across the street. There was like a clear view of that room and he's staring at me, and I'm like, I'm obviously like digging around trying to find like what I'm gonna wear, and like I'm doing my like post shower routine where I'm like fucking putting on like deodorant and like putting on perfume, brushing my hair. This man is just staring at me, and I look out the window and I'm like, there's no way that there's a fucking man staring at me right now. There's no way that there's a peeping Tom across the fucking street staring at me right now. Like, obviously, like, I've heard, like, my mom has always been like, close the blinds, make sure like people can see you. But I was like, damn, like, that shit's real as fuck. Like, there's a fucking man staring at me right now, half naked. I'm like, what are you trying to look at, bro? And I literally was like looking at him, and I remember I got close to the window and the guy sees me and hides behind the tree because he was right next to a tree. He was like walking his dog. He sees me looking at him and he hides behind a tree. And then I like pretend to turn my head and I could still see him from like my peripheral. And man's literally pops out again to see me. And at that point I was like, okay, like, first of all, you're a fucking freak. Like, you're a freak. Bitch, like, you get no pussy. Okay. Hold on. Like, I was like, first of all, you're a freak, bitch. So I was kind of like fucking with him. Like, I obviously was like, I wasn't putting on a show or anything, but I was like, if he sees me naked right now, it's really not the end of the world. Like, fuck you. But yeah, that's why I stayed a little bit longer, because I was like, are my eyes deceiving me? There's no way that like this man's actually staring at me naked right now. Like, everything my mom has said is true. And I confirm it every single day. So yeah, so that was my story time of the time that I thought someone broke into my house, but no one actually broke into my house, and I caused a whole commotion that was entirely not even my fault at all, because I was literally being so chill. I was being so chill. I didn't cause that commotion, girl. Anyways, yeah, so that was my night last night. If y'all still want that book review, though, let me know, because I'm so down. But yeah, on that note, that was the end of this podcast. I'm okay. Everything's chill. I mean, like, fucking obviously, I'm right here. But everything's good. I'm fine. Just a funny story. I have to, like, when shit like this happens, I have to do the most, and I have to tell a story. I have to. That's what it's meant for. That's literally what it's meant for. What else is that meant for? What else is that situation meant for? Okay. Yeah, that was the end of this podcast episode. I love you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in this week. Make sure to check out Bit My Tongue on Instagram, on YouTube, and make sure to check it out anywhere you listen to podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Make sure to rate the show. I love to hear your guys' feedback. Share and rate the show. Leave me some feedback or comment any topics that you guys want to hear me talk about and discuss and share with you guys. Yeah. Okay. I love you guys so much. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Okay, toodles! Bye!